Previously, Madison's allowed the addition of accessory dwelling units on properties that already have a single-family or two-family homes. That could include an apartment built over a garage or a separate, smaller structure like a coach house in a backyard. All of those properties needed to be owner-occupied, and Darren Wisniewski of AARP Wisconsin says that stopped accessory units from being built.
Banks will not finance them if you have an owner-occupant requirement in the event that they need to foreclose on this property. If they foreclose it, who's the owner that's going to live there?
The AARP supported changes adopted unanimously by Madison's Common Council this week. The amendments remove the owner occupancy requirement and allow accessory dwellings to be built near a building with up to 8 units. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.